All right, hour number two of the starting lineup back on your radio, 99.1 FM and 990 AM. Thank you so much for making the starting lineup your choice during your morning commute. Tyler Ivins and Will West. Eric came back in. He's got a Polls by Heritage UT practice report. And Kaner, I don't know about you, and I know they're shutting you guys out down there on the Hill because of the open date. I'm so glad Georgia got put in the top four of the college football playoffs so we have something to be rabble about. I call it rabble because anytime somebody wants to make me mad, instead of just get mad, I just say I rabble. Rabble, rabble, rabble. That's what I say. So, Eric Kane, what do you have for me so I can get back to the reason why Georgia, with a strength record of 11th, is the second worst strength record of any team ever to be ranked in the top four of the college football playoffs?
Well, as for Tennessee, again, it is the open week, and a couple things on the docket to focus on: getting healthy, number one, improving the relationships with the team, and really focusing on these last two games. Because again, like we said, Tennessee, the 2018 Volunteers, did not finish the season off on the right note. Listen to Jerry Garantano post-game talking about his relationship with Jeremy Pruitt and the importance of this bye week coming up.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that there's part of Coach Pruitt that he likes ripping me, so I think that he gets a little enjoyment out of that. But going into this bye week, we have to get healthy, and we really have to prepare for these next two games. We know Missouri is a good football team, and we also know that we've struggled with Vandy in the past, and they're going to be coming up to us, and we need to execute and play at a high level in both those games.
Again, Vanderbilt and Missouri left on the schedule. Tennessee knows the importance, needs to win one to become bowl eligible. Winning two, you finish with a 7-5 record. And looking forward to seeing how the progress has been made. We'll be at practice today, be at practice tomorrow. Jeremy Pruitt, he'll meet with the media today at noon. That'll be aired right here on Sports Radio WNML with Sports 180. We'll have player availabilities from 12 until 2 after that. And again, looking forward to being at practice to see how the injury update's looking like for Bryce Thompson, Darnell Wright, and Jameer Johnson.
All right, and so let me ask you this. Who is hurt and who is just banged up and who's actually injured with Tennessee right now? As far as looking at the pecking order of where those guys are that would need this off week?
Really, I think there's just a lot of guys that are just banged up. Okay. I mean, you know, Darnell Wright, I think he's close to being ready to play. He suited up the last two games, went through pregame warmups and just didn't play. Jameer Johnson got back into action the other day. Bryce Thompson got shaken up a little bit. It's at that point in the year. I will say this, Baylor Buchanan, it was asked last week at the press conference, you know, is this year done for the senior defensive back and, you know, dealing with the narrowing of the spine? And Jeremy Pruitt said he's been meeting with doctors and everything. And Baylor actually came out on Twitter saying that he's still a little further away than what he thought. But, you know, that was something that was, you know, making headlines last week. But again, overall, I just think this team's beat up a little bit, but no major injury right now.
All right, so the FPI has Tennessee with a 90% chance to beat Vanderbilt, but only a 40% chance to beat Missouri. Are we presuming victory? Because I asked this question Saturday on Football Digest, and I guess I made a statement. I believed if Tennessee beat Kentucky, they would win out. If Tennessee lost to Kentucky, I think they'd go 5-7. Because I think it would speak to what the strength of whether that team's just flat good enough or not.
Yeah.
And they were able to get the win there against Kentucky, even though an ugly kind of first half there. Would you agree or disagree that winning that Kentucky game, Tennessee will finish 7-5 from here?
No.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. Do I believe Tennessee goes bowling with the victory against Kentucky? Yes. That they run the table in November? Not necessarily. This Missouri team, even though it's different, you've downgraded, in my opinion, downgraded from Drew Locke to Kelly Bryant. And there still are players on this team, majority of the players. They didn't graduate a whole team. Missouri didn't. There's still 60% of this team last year who came to Knoxville and beat you 50-17. So you lost by 33 points. Here's my problem with Tennessee right now. I'm not comfortable to sit there and say, lock that you're going to beat Missouri, lock you're going to beat Vanderbilt. I mean, lost to Vanderbilt last year, 25. Your final two opponents last year, you lost by a combined 58 points. Now, fairness, I can flip that coin and go, your last two opponents just lost last week by a combined 83-0.
Yeah.
So the point I'm trying to get at is simply this. It would be foolish for me to say Tennessee's going 7-5. But you know what? Open day, Garantano gets another week to rest that hand. The players start to maybe clean up some of those nicks and bruises. I'm feeling confident, but it would be foolish for me to sit there and go 7-5. Let's talk about Indiana and the Gator Bowl.
I think it's foolish to call it a lock because I don't think it's a lock at all. But the way Tennessee
I agree. It's not a lock.
Yeah,
but I do think that was the most likely outcome. If they won that game, it's like, okay, you're just good. It's not just that you're doing this at home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're actually good enough to go on the road and beat somebody.
Things you got to remember, though, it's going to be, at least for Missouri, it's going to be on the road. Tennessee's won there one time since coming into the league, that being Missouri. You know, the health and status of Kelly Bryant. Again, he's not been healthy, but, I mean, if he's in there, you know, Missouri's chances go, you know, have an exceedingly high rate of beating Tennessee. So we'll just have to see the status of him moving forward. Again, Vanderbilt, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's sooner or later, you got to get little brother off you there, and I think this year is definitely that year.
Word.
For those of you who need a reminder, Missouri does take on Florida this week.
They take on
Florida this just week. Like Carolina, mm-hmm. when Tennessee beat Carolina here in Knoxville, Carolina was coming off back-to-back games against Georgia and Florida. Now Missouri gets their back-to-backs with Georgia and Florida before they go home to take on Tennessee.
All right, Rug, quick note from Reddit. I see a Reddit poster. Orange World says, rough week for UK fans. Their football team loses to LSU, and now this.
Rough.
Eric Kane, who brings you this practice report every morning?
Hey, it's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Again, one call does it all. From maintenance and get your pool started from design and construction to maintenance, you can call them at 947-7527. Visit them online, poolsbyheritage.com. Again, a reminder, Sports 180 will have Jeremy Pruitt's press conference at noon, and it'll be right here on the Sports Animal.